Aloha everybody, it's Paul here at thewarhq.co.uk with the War Room podcast. And first of all, I'd like to put a wee message out to our sponsors at the Boston Battle Bunker and Nick, who have decided that they're going to close, unfortunately. So that'd be a pity to see them off the map. We've had a few good times down at the Boston Battle Bunker. Brought you the odd podcast from there. I'm sure Nick will go on to bigger and better things. So if Nick is listening, I'd just like to say thank you for the support. And hopefully we will bump into you at various things around the southern part of the country, at least from my perspective. So thank you very much to Nick and the Boston Battle Bunker. And hopefully we'll see you back soon sometime. So the show's sponsorship will now be taken over by thewarhq.co.uk. Fantastic. The War Room's very own shop. And we'll be organising some special codes and things for you guys in the next episode. But let's get on with talking bolt action. This Dutch army that I've been going on about, I'm actually going to play my first practice game. I'm going to take them down to BritCon. And, it's a difficult army to play with. So we're using the 1940 Battles of the Netherlands list, which restricts me somewhat to my normal cheese that I would like to take. So basically they've got very similar national rules, if not the same in fact, as France. So if you take three inexperienced sections, that's three rather than free, you can take a fourth inexperienced section free of charge. You can also take a free artillery piece from medium artillery, light artillery, or a light anti-tank gun. And that's about it. There is not much else. So I've decided I'm going to take a twin platoon at 1250 points. At the moment, the list I'm playing tonight is 1241 points. I'm going to have a game with Brian from Dwarf. So he'll probably play a large army Russian against me. So it might be kind of similar in some ways. So we'll see how we get on. So what are we taking? We're going to take a second lieutenant. Let me just bring this up as the PDF. So we're taking an inexperienced second lieutenant with no chums. So he's obviously going to be hiding in a corner somewhere, probably. We've got three squads of inexperienced infantry, full squads at 11 man, all with rifles and one light machine gun. So that's the bulk there. So we've got 44 troops on the ground. So a lot of numbers, but quite weak and hard to hide. But also, I'm going to take a captain because I need to find some way of trying to keep these guys going. Now, I'm going to take a regular captain rather than an experienced captain because I think the points difference with the captain was like 15 points between taking the inexperienced or the regular captain. Something like that. I think it was 95 inexperienced and 110 regular. So I'm going to take him as regular for a few extra points. He might last a wee bit longer, and he's got a bodyguard with him. Equipped as model, that'll be fun. What else have we got? So what I decided to take was the Bofors 40mm heavy automatic cannon. So it's getting two shots with a +3 pen. It has a 72-inch range, so it's got quite a long range, which is handy. And they're each firing the 1-inch template, and it also has the flak rule. And then for the free medium artillery, I'm going to take a medium howitzer, just the usual. They're both at regular. Most of the troops for the Dutch, you can't take as veteran. So for the captain, etc., I didn't actually have the option of taking veterans, and they have no veteran troops. So it is what it is. And then we come to armoured cars and tanks. They actually have a half-decent armoured car, which is the Landsverk armoured car. It's got a turret-mounted light anti-tank gun, Oh, I didn't realise that had a light anti-tank gun. That's better than I thought. It's got a coaxial MMG. It has a forward-facing MMG and a rear-facing MMG. Those last two are hull-mounted. It comes in at 135 points regular, and it has the recce rule on it. So that's not a bad armoured car for the points. Could be better, but it could be an awful lot worse. But the other armoured cars were a lot worse. And then we come to tanks. Basically, there is nothing in tanks. So what we've chosen to take is the Cardan Lloyd tankette, which I hadn't even heard of. When I looked it up, it basically looks like a Bren carrier with a lid on, I guess, is the closest thing I can think to. Maybe slightly smaller than a Bren carrier. And it comes open-topped, plus 7 armour, and it's got a forward-facing MMG. So for 55 points regular, basically just going to use them as a mobile MMG, to be honest. So then I was taking a second platoon. I went with a second lieutenant, inexperienced again, with no chum. I've taken two regular infantry squads this time because I wanted something that was a little bit tougher to kill. And I've maxed the squads out at 11 man. So by maxing all the squads, it means that when I'm out flanking, or if I'm coming on from reserve with those infantry units, I can re-roll the rolls, the command tests to come on. So I can re-roll those because they're full squads. So that should help me get on from reserve with a bit of luck. In the second platoon, I've tried to maximise what I see as the most useful weapon. So I've gone for another 14mm Bofors automatic, heavy automatic cannon. We've talked about that. I've got another Landsberg armoured car, and I've got another Cardan Lloyd tankette. I think that comes to 1241 points, and I think it runs to about 16 dice. So it's going to be an unusual army for me. There's a fair number of dice, but there's no really tricky toys. It's going to be working with those armoured cars. I'm assuming that the tankettes are probably going to bum. If there's anything there I'm going to change out, I guess it would be if I change the Bofors for HE artillery. And if I change the Cardan Lloyd tankettes for something. I've not put snipers in this army, which I would have liked to have done, but I was talking with somebody that knows a bit more about the Dutch, and he says they didn't actually have snipers designated as such. What they had was they had marksmen in their squads, which were designated as marksmen rather than snipers. So I've left out snipers, I suppose. The alternative would be to take out the tankettes and to put in snipers instead if I was finding it difficult. But we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be take me a few games just to get used to playing with this sort of army. I've never really played the Horde. I mean, even with Russians, I tend to rely on specialist units rather than spamming lots of numbers, so we'll see how that works. I think I'll be playing against Quad Maxims. I don't think Brian will bring any tanks. I've asked him to bring a pretty tough list, as he would usually do up here in the cold north. So the armoured cars having the light anti-tanks on them will probably be a help. I think he'll probably bring howitzers, so yeah, they could destroy my army, but maybe try and use the carriers, not the carriers, the armoured cars to get rid of them. Who knows? We shall see. If any of you guys out there play similar armies, there is a similar build for the Russians, I'm guessing. Possibly a kind of similar-ish build for either the Chinese or the Japanese. I'd be interested in hearing how you play the tactics on this one. There isn't much that will take out heavy tanks. is where it really comes down to. If I come across heavy tanks on my travels, it's probably going to be the age-old tactic of just ignoring the heavy tank and getting to grips with everything else. And I've played that tactic before, so it might put me in good stead. So I'm looking forward to this. I actually haven't got my models yet, so I'm going to be ordering them up from May 40, which is a company, not a date. It specialises in the Dutch Army, so I'll be getting that ordered up very soon. I've got pennies on the way for that. And then we'll get them painted up, and hopefully they'll be ready to go for BritCon once I've had a few practice games. But on Monday's show, you'll get to hear more about how I got on how I got on against Brian, and see how that all goes. What else has been happening? As you can gather, I have been fairly busy. We're organising the World Team Championships, and that's all going pretty smoothly at the moment. I'm not sure that people kind of appreciate, and why should they, the amount of thought that goes on behind the scenes as to what's going in the rules pack, what's not going in the rules pack. But everything is very carefully thought about, and then it's gone over, and then we talk about it with our friends and see and find out if they can spot any serious mistakes. But I think we have them mostly covered, but it'll all be in the telling. Starting to get excited about going to the Warlord George GT in November. Looking forward to that. I'm also working on another couple of projects, as well as trying to get the web shop up and running. I've got pretty much the core stock of Warlord and Rubicon on there. I don't think you'll see the Rubicon just yet. Maybe this weekend I'll make the Rubicon stuff visible on the website. So the website is growing. If we don't have things on there that you want to get, if you just drop me a message, I'll put them up so that you can order them from the website. What else is going on? Not much else. Just been catching up with friends, some of the friends of the show up here. We had some talks with Chris Brown. So we did a couple of things with Chris Brown, which we've put up on the YouTube. And then we were talking a bit about how he got into writing, being asked to write the Market Garden book. So that was quite interesting. So that'll be going up as a YouTube in the next week, lads. So if you want to look out for that. And, gosh, some of you may not know, but we actually run the War Room show as a YouTube channel, as a YouTube show as well. And I have a co-host on that, Harrison. The last one that I put up was one from when we were away for the weekend on a wee holiday. And Harrison had had one or two drinks, it would be fair to say. And we had one of our more unruly shows that we do. But it has been very well received, much to my surprise. So if you want to go to the War HQ on YouTube and look that one out, and you can either thumbs up or thumbs down. There were some very dodgy moments in that particular recording. That might be something you want to go and have a look at. What else have we been doing? We were off to the Barrage Wargame show in Stafford last weekend. I did not perform particularly well. I took a version of Harrison's Assault Engineer flamethrower list, so running four flamethrowers in two half tracks with a Panzer IV, not an Eveleworth, a Howling Cow, and a motorbike. And won the first game and thought, I could be doing all right here, and got hammered in the other two games and was not very proud of myself. To play that army, I think I would need another few games with it just to work out how it works. Considering it's got four flamethrowers, I think in the three games, I only fired the flamethrowers a total of, I think, six shots between them all, maybe seven in the entire three games. So I'm obviously doing something wrong and haven't quite got the knack of how these flamethrower things work. In fact, in the first game, I never fired the flamethrowers at all, and I still won that game, oddly. But there you go. The Panzer IV worked out pretty well. There was quite a number of command tests were failed because he had to do the Tiger Fear. So, yeah, that was an interesting experience. Had a great time down there, though. It was a boiling hot day. I don't know if you guys can remember last Sunday, but it was boiling hot. And the show wasn't that busy because people were doing other things, presumably watching the football as well. Commiserations to all my English friends out there. But I hope you were pleased with your team's efforts. Certainly wasn't waiting for Scotland to do well, that's for sure. What the heck? So, yeah, enjoyed ourselves at Barrage, made lots of new friends down there at Barrage. So it was a very well-run little tournament, maybe a little, as I say, disappointing on the turnout for the show and for the tournament, which was a shame because, as I say, it was very well organised, very well run and a lot of fun. It was an Axis versus Allies event for most of it, and yeah, I would certainly think about going down and doing the tournament again. So looking forward, I'm starting to make plans for next year already. The dates and hotel codes have been released for Adepticon, so getting excited about Adepticon. And then I've got the Arnhem weekend is getting close. That's only a couple of months away now when we go away in September to Arnhem. We're organising a lot of games. There's a bunch of about 30 of us all meeting up to play Bolt Action in the evenings. So yeah, just busy, busy, busy. So now I'm just getting prepared to go off to my local club, Dwarf, to play tonight. As I said, I was getting together a proxy army to stand in for the Dutch. And we'll probably speak to you again, as I say, on Monday when we know the outcome or otherwise of that particular game. So take care, guys, and look forward to talking to you on Monday. Mahalo for now.